AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. President-elect Donald Trump is pushing back against charges that his businesses create a conflict of interest when he takes control of the White House. He told Fox News Sunday he will be stepping away from his business empire when he becomes president.
My executives will run it with my children. It's a big company. It's a great company. But I'm going to have nothing to do with management.
He also says that he turned down 7 deals with one big player just last week because he thought it would be perceived as a conflict of interest. A New York senator is calling on federal Homeland Security officials to move faster to require rail and transit agencies screen employees using terrorism watch lists.
Homeland Security and the TSA have an action pending to require the screenings, but the policy has not been finalized. Senator Charles Schumer says explanations for the delay just don't hold water.
TSA has attributed delays in implementing the rail safety requirements to, quote, the complex federal rulemaking. But the DHS Office of the Inspector General says TSA just hasn't made it a priority.
Schumer says just as airlines already do, rail and transit employees should be cross-checked with the federal terror watch list. Julie Walker, New York.
Turkey has launched a full investigation following a twin bombing in Istanbul. AP correspondent Dominique Sogel has more.
Turkey was in a deep state of mourning after twin bombing attacks killed dozens of people and wounded more than 100 others. The two explosions came shortly after a soccer match had ended. One, authority said, was caused by a car bomb, and the second was a suicide bomber who had been intercepted at a nearby park.
Disney's Moana continues to sit pretty atop the weekend box office for the third straight week. This is AP Radio News. A big NFC East game starts this hour with the Cowboys playing the Giants.
The Dallas Cowboys, winners of 11 straight games, will be on the road to take on the New York Giants and they battle the first and second place team in the NFC East Sunday night at the Meadowlands. Dallas being led by rookie quarterback Dak Prescott, who has thrown for over 1,200 yards with 10 scores over the past 5 games. The Giants had their 6-game winning streak snapped last weekend at Pittsburgh. New York handed Dallas its only loss of the season and a hard-fought 20-19 victory in Week 1. Mike Moriarty, East Rutherford, New Jersey.
Mayor Aja Brown of Compton, California, and Max Kenner, founder of the New York-based Bard Prison Initiative, which helps prison inmates earn college degrees, are this year's recipients of the John F. Kennedy New Frontiers Awards. They'll be honored at a ceremony Tuesday at the John F. Kennedy Presidential Library and Museum in Boston. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.